Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you, everybody, for joining us again this week. My name is A. Trey, your host, and we're here on Point. And I want to also introduce my distinguished co-host, Dr. James Moore.
Good morning.
And Lady Treese.
Good morning, On Point.
And this week, we're glad that you were able to join us. We're glad you're able to join us this week. We're going to go over... In this segment this week, we're going to devote some of our time to community vibes, our segment. We're going to be chatting with some folks in our local community that are running businesses, investing in and enhancing the community with their perspectives and strategies. Now, a lot of people out there are mentoring the youth, teaching business ideas and techniques, as well as providing some cultural enhancements to the community. And then there are some places that you can go and that can offer you a venue for a meeting, a great conversation, food, music, dancing, what have you, all in the same place. Now, we're going to explore some of the networking that's occurring, and we'd like for you to actually include yourself into our topic today. And call in 347-855-8662, and we'd love to have you. Jay. Would you be so kind?
Yes. Excellent. Thank you, Trey. Folks, I'd like to introduce an absolutely just amazing gentleman. His name is Michael Reyes. He runs Taqueria Paz Cantina down in Phoenix. And we stopped by on the way to a meeting last week and had some of the food. The food was amazing. And this gentleman came out, made us feel like family, and just took good care of us, chatted with us, told us a little bit about what he had going on. So, Michael, if you would be so kind as... You know, let everybody know where your spot is, what you got going on, and some of the things you're into. Because, man, I love to hear you talk, the way you speak. You always drop a lot of knowledge, and I think you really put some good things out there in the community.
Well, good morning, Phoenix. Good morning, On Point. My pleasure to
be
here this fine day. We're up and at 'em and getting ready to do it all over again here on 3rd Street and Roosevelt. We are at the corner, right here in the heart of the art, and downtown Phoenix. So we have a beautiful spot. You can come see world-class murals, world-class art. Come see. You never know what you're going to see at the corner here, from luchador shows to live performances. It's happening here in downtown Phoenix. We're bringing culture alive. We're bringing a Phoenixero story alive. And to boot, we got some of the top tacos in the city. Beautiful tacos, all authentically made, handmade food. We're doing it just like my mama taught me, and we're grateful to be here every day and, you know, sharing our little story here on the corner, sharing our beautiful community, and we're just grateful. We're so grateful to be here, and it's a pleasure to be on your show this morning and help inform our community of what's going down.
Excellent.
And, Lady Tree, thank you, Michael. We appreciate that. We appreciate
You're
that.
So
and
welcome.
We're glad to have you as well. Lady Tree, would you be so kind?
Yes, I will. We have Mr. Cedric Allen on the line with us today, a wonderful and smart young man that I have met. He does quite a bit. He's a mentor. He's a teacher. He's also pursuing to get his Ph.D. in education. He has a website that he has out, and it's talking about businesses, education, relationships, so basically being a mentor to our youth and minority. I'm going to give you all the website, and I want you all to check it out, and you tell me what you think. It's www.whysit.net, and that's WHISIT.net. The young man has a lot to offer on his website. I'm going to let him introduce and talk a little bit more about it once we get into the show, but... he definitely has some good things to say about his website and what he's doing for the youth and minority.
Okay. And Cedric, I'm glad to have you with us on the show today. How long have you been established?
We started out this year, earlier this year, and we've done a lot of things here in a short amount of time.
So what kind of things do you actually expound on? I mean, what is it that you're trying to accomplish as far as community affairs and so forth?
Well, what we've done is we've looked up some things in history, looking at minority cultures here in the Phoenix, Arizona area. And basically, we see that a lot of people are not pursuing their fullest potential because they're unaware that they can do it. So what we've taken a chance of doing is looking at history and seeing the things that have been accomplished and educating those in the areas of business, education, and relationships. Those three foundations
right.
can definitely build a powerful platform for a culture to grow.
Right, right. I agree. Michael, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We do that with the youth as well through our Undiscovered Teens mentoring program, where we're taking minority males and doing the same thing. The whysit.net is based toward the adult crowd, and we actually get out and do with the Undiscovered Kings program with the youth.
Right. Oh, that's cool. I mean, it sounds kind of cliche-ish, but and I think Whitney Houston said it inside of a song that our children are our future. And the thing is a lot of people seem to have forgotten about that. And culture is something that has to be expounded upon nowadays too. A lot of people have forgotten about that. There's a lot to culture. It's more than just a word. And Michael, I know that you're in the melting pot of cultural events and so forth. Tell me some of the things that you guys do there as well at PAWS.
Well, I just want to applaud Cedric. What a great mission. You definitely said it all. You know, relationships is really how all this, any business or any education can be pursued. If you can establish a relationship with, you know, giving somebody the time a day, giving somebody a minute, you'd be surprised what exponentially can happen with that. And Cedric, I applaud you for, you know, investing your life into a very purposeful one. So good job.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You know, it's really cool to, you know, we have a really unique space. Our space is very inspirational. What I mean by that is we have a gallery-style space here at PAWS, and all the walls inside and outside are used to inspire, to provoke, to lift up, and to share what we have. And our little part is, well, it's not little, but... it's Chicano culture. You know, we're really impacting the Chicano culture. We're here to share our story, share our sabor. We call that sabor, our flavor of life. And it gives me very, 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 every day it gives me an opportunity to share the word, share the story, and, you know, the Finiquero story, you know, how... You go from the ashes, you come, and from the ashes you can rise up. And that little story just, you know, transcends anybody. You know, all of us have been there or will be there. And it gives me that opportunity every day, and I'm grateful for it. And from every color imaginable, people get to see this art, and they catch the true meaning of what's happening in our culture and what's happening in everybody's opportunity. So life, struggles, beauty,
existence.
Forgiveness, all these things are on the wall portrayed.
And Mike, if I could chime in, apologies. I was there last night, and some of you may or may not know about First Fridays, but every first Friday of the month, downtown Phoenix just, it transforms into something just really unique. And I happened to be there last night. I had my son with me, and we were hanging out there. And Michael, I'd been in your place on a Saturday, but I went there last night. I saw people doing salsa and cumbia. The music was going. There was colors everywhere. There was food, awesome smells. There were people inside and out. Some places was standing room only. And the other thing that I saw that was really neat is I saw every shade of human in your place. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I saw some beautiful people down there last night. Oh, my gosh. I was just... Dang, you're drooling. Your place is amazing. The food is great. I mean, and the way you make folks feel at home there, it was like people were fighting to get into your place for, you know, just to get a toe on the property. It was amazing. I mean, it was absolutely. I'm not trying to be sycophantic or anything like that. But man, I loved your place. It has that nice vibe about it. So that was just really neat. I just thought I'd mention
that. Well, thank you. And that's our name is Paz. Paz means peace. We have a little recipe, I believe, you know, brings all that together. We call it love, peace, and taco grease. and our energy is the most important thing to me. Being positive is our opportunity. It's our blessing. It's our purpose. We want to bring you in and. The struggles of life, you know, are all around us, and everybody has them. And you're right; everybody is here. Everybody is represented. Everybody is welcome. Mi casa es su casa.
If I may, and that's something, Cedric. There was something that you said, and you were talking about mentoring, and I mean something that, and that's something that I'm actually into too, because I coach. Mine is different. Mine is more physical. I like to coach boxing, football, and track, and keep some of these our young men and young ladies too, but mostly our young men, because I think a lot of things have gotten away, and they've gotten away, and it's not a Caucasian kid or an African American kid or a Latino kid. It's kids, uh-huh. Period. Young men and cross culture. Diversity. I think that's something that's missing nowadays. It's not something that's even explored upon. I mean, it just, you know, you can go into a certain side of town and they'll go like this, yeah, we do this for the purple kids, you know. And then you go another side and, yeah, we do this for the magenta kids. And you another side of town, they go, yes, this is an exclusively lavender kid area so that our lavender kids can know. I'm like, wait a minute, why can't it just be a Crayola kid? You know, pardon the metaphor, but my thing is and how do you feel about introducing the youth into cross culture, just so they can learn a little bit more? What's your take?
I actually applaud that, and I am in very much support of it. However, what I'm focusing on is being a teacher. I see that there have been schools shut down simply because they introduced African American history as a part of their curriculum. I'm looking that Arizona itself has a heavy population of Hispanic, and those children are not being educated about their history properly. There are a lot of things, right. If you've read the book Lies My Teacher Told Me by James Lowen, it just really introduces a lot of things that have been found to be untrue that are being taught in our school. And with that being the case, if the school system is not going to teach it, then someone needs to teach these children, and I'm really challenging the community. So I am supportive of any child of any race coming in. I focus on minorities because they seem to be left out more when it comes to our educational system. And the place I would like to start is one knowing it oneself by learning their history. I mean, right. To give you an example, most of us have been taught George Washington was our first president of the United States, when in fact he wasn't. So those things that are not taught. Why are we hiding those things from our children? Why are we trying to conform them to something? And what it leads towards is something that I call mental slavery. A lot of times our children will follow what we teach them, and once we teach them wrong, they know wrong, and the right has been forgotten about. I want to reintroduce the right and the things there. Some things in history aren't pleasant. Some things in history are. But our children, I would say African-American children, should see more in the textbook about their history other than being slaves. In 1945 to 1985, there were over 400 patents that were not logged into the Library of Congress that were created by African Americans. Why don't our children know that? And I think personally it's a way of keeping minorities down and not letting them succeed, because if you give them something that they can aspire to be, they will. Goals are not set, they're made. If you give a child a task, they will do exactly what it is you push them to do. But if you just keep pushing, they can far exceed what it is that we set for them.
You know what? I agree with that. I believe that goals are set. They're developed. They're something that you look at and you say, this is a place that we would like to get to. It doesn't matter what it is. This is a place we'd like to get to, a point we'd like to arrive at. And then you it's up to all of us, you know, to make a formula to get there. And in the event that you're on that trail, that you're still walking that same walk on that line, there's a point where your shoes will run out. Well, the kid that you're carrying, his shoes are brand new. So for us to continue on to a positive route, in order to reach that goal, we have to pass on those things that are positive. That, you know, acceptance. You know yourself, of course, but know about others as well.
Exactly.
And I believe, and here's the thing. My family's very diverse. I have no room for prejudice. I have no room for bigotry, none of that. Everybody has their little prejudices, and that's cool. That's human nature. But the one that we don't have to mention that's outlandishly obvious. See, a way to get past that is not to pass it on, but to keep motivating those that are in our youth, the ones that are behind us. Like I said, we're in a long road. We're taking a long, long walk. And when our shoes get worn out, the definitive end, as it were, this kid that's following you, that you have on your back, you pass on all the positive things, negate the negative-ish, and I believe, in my opinion, that would make for a stronger, that'll make for a stronger path. And all of our children collectively, matters a damn what color, you know, or what ethnicity, they'll be able to make it to the same goal at the same time, or at least together. And that's just my feeling on it. That's my feeling on it. But
apologies, Trey. I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to posit a question to both of our guests. Gentlemen, sometime back, maybe 4, 5, 6 years ago, there was a teacher in Tucson who was teaching I'll call it the fringe of Latino history. And he was castigated, and I believe he was removed based on the fact that he was teaching the true history of the United States and Mexico. So first I pose the question to Mike and then to Cedric. If you remember that, and even if you don't, what's your take on that happening in our communities when we're trying to educate the folks on that, you know, and they remove those teachers or those people who have that knowledge or present it?
Well, there's a history. There's a great history of slavery, mental slavery, cultural slavery. There's a tremendous lineage of this history that has been happening upon this country. And it may have started on paper and in scripts, and then evolved into radio. It evolved to TV. It evolved to internet. And now it's, you know, has all types of forms, but it hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped. What's happened is that you got great men and great women and great individuals that have not settled, this doesn't seem right. So they dug. They dug and they dug, and it wasn't that hard to find because it was always there. The knowledge, the truth is always around us. It's just a matter of the time it will be revealed, and great people will step up and do the right thing. We just need a lot more people doing that. And another example of that is getting out to vote so we can change the system. We can change the 99% and the 1% and flip that trend and start getting some real change, some real impact into our communities, because we're not settling for what's, you know, being fed to us, what's being you know, put to us through all these mediums that, you know, whoever's running them and their purposes, they get to find out that people, there is power in people, and that the limits of the human mind have no limits, and they will overcome, and they will, you know, the possibilities for young people to grow and become stronger and become whatever is possible, just, you know, starts happening even more. And that's what needs to happen. If we don't, they're going to learn from somewhere. They're going to learn from the streets.
Right.
They're going to learn from their friends. They're going to learn from books and the internet. They're going to learn from somewhere. But if great men aren't and great women aren't out there revealing the truth and showing them that there is, that there are other ways and there are other possibilities, and not
then
to
that's
settle.
Where they can learn from.
Yes,
right.
That itself is the lesson. We cannot settle. We cannot take everything for just what, you know, the government or the media or, you know, we just can't take it for granted like that. It's just that we'd be forced to do that.
You have to be able to do your own research. You know,
absolutely.
You just can't take the first answer that someone gives you. No, you know, do your own research. And a lot of times we just, when the person tells us something, okay, we just take it for that value. No, do your research to make sure that you've been told the correct information, because when I was talking to Cedric and we had to talk about George Washington, we went back and forth for a moment. And I'm like, no, because that's what I was taught in school, that George Washington was the first president. But they teach you what they want you to know, not what's really, you know, true. To be known.
And and answering the same question, thank you so much, Michael. Answering the same question, Cedric?
Flat out, I'm going to say I feel that decision was wrong to remove that teacher for doing what was really needed. Because teachers like that produce men like Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez. And right now in our world today, in our society, we don't have an individual like that standing out for any particular culture that's leading and setting the wrongs right, or actually marching to the White House and saying, hey, we as a people have a voice and we disagree with how we're being treated. We need that. And that started in the classroom. And if we're having the classroom being developed in a point to where false and misleading information is being put out there, then what do we expect the world to become? It's not going to get better, which is why I'm trying to set this purpose that I'm on now of just putting the information out there. And, I mean, whether you hate me or love me, at least you'll know, and you can't say you weren't told. I'm putting it out there, and it's not just about African-American history. It's not about Hispanic history. It's about history itself. We have to know what it is. We need to know the good and the bad. The good so we can keep doing it, the bad so we can learn from it and produce better ways to treat our fellow man. So I feel like
I
the teacher was mistreated, and we should have supported him in bigger numbers. Because if I recall correctly, there were those that came out and supported, but it wasn't enough people to cause that voice to be heard. And so
I'm in full support
of that teacher being put back in place. I need to find that teacher and get that teacher to help me. Those are the voices that need to be heard. The truth may not be pretty all the time, but it's very much needed.
See, and if I can, it's like, and I'm not taking anything from it. I'm not taking anything from the story. But a lot of this is the media, in my opinion. The media has this outlandishly large shovel, and it either scoops stuff up or it shoves dirt back on it. This Cecil the Lion, really? Really? Okay, they raised $4.7 million for that habitat. And I'm mad, you know, because they're dying. But $4 million for Cecil the Lion, who hasn't voted, who doesn't construct anything on the streets for families, who doesn't teach our children, who doesn't show anyone how to swim, who doesn't mentor amongst us, unacceptable. And the media has blown it up. And what we need to do, in my opinion, is to let the media know that they're not doing enough about people. They're like, okay, we'll make this teacher our Cecil. I mean, really, think about it. You got people across the whole damn nation talking about, we want to kill this guy. Really? They have whole networks wanting to have him him removed from his practice. Why? Why?
This line was supposed to be so important.
Imagine approaching a school board and saying, we are going to collectively, because that's how they get in there, we're going to collectively pick each one of you to be voted out of your position. And you know what they'd have to do? Frickin' listen. That's where our power comes in. A lot of people believe that the power of the vote is insignificant, that it no longer exists. Well, here's the thing. It's kind of like the lottery, pardon the metaphor. If you can't win, homie, if you don't play. Bring your
very
vote.
Very true.
Bring your vote.
If I may chime in, I totally agree with you. And the power comes from the vote. The power comes from the people. But we've forgotten that. And with that, Point Point Radio is a good outlet for us to reach a lot of people and possibly inspire a lot of people to do better than what we did. But it takes more than that. We actually have to get out in the street. We have to talk to our neighbors. We have to talk to the people in our community. We have to be leaders sure. amongst leaders and inspire people to get out and make a change. If we see a problem and we don't say nothing, we're just as guilty as those that know what's going on and that are promoting it. So I say, you know, I applaud everyone for their awareness of it. But my question is, just like my website, why are we sitting down and not doing anything about it? We know what the truth is.
Great
we know what needs to be done. Why are we not collecting other individuals and saying, hey, let's move? Because if I get one person, that person gets two people, that number grows very strong. And we become, instead of five fingers, we become a folded fist that can strike a mighty blow and make a change.
There you go.
Excellent.
I agree.
That's great. Folks, we are starting to kind of wind down a little bit on time. I'd like to take a moment, and Cedric first, and then Michael, if you would, give the folks some ways to reach out to you. I know you kind of let us know where you're located, but bring us up to speed on your social media so we can follow you, get out there and see you, get out there and work with you or try your food or come dancing. Cedric, if you'd be so kind, and then Michael, if you would also.
Okay, you can reach me at www.whysit.net, which is spelled WHISIT.net, as well as you can reach me at undiscoveredkings.com. There are multiple platforms there that you can reach out. We're also on Facebook and Google Plus, and you can always chime in and get us on the phone at 480-662-1617.
Excellent. And Michael?
Cedric, I love the name of your website. That's awesome. First of
Thanks,
all, I just got to say that if you meet me, I look forward to you. You'll see I'm not a sit-down kind of guy, so I get that. I'm always on the move. Please come down to downtown, support downtown, support Phoenix. This is the heart of the art. We're at 3rd and Roosevelt. You can find us at pazcantina.com, also on Facebook, Paz Cantina, and Instagram. You can come and you can see a considerable amount of our story online. We have a tremendous story, our little story, but it's bigger than a taco down here. And we're so grateful to share and to work in our community. And that's really what it is, guys. I see so much of this every day. There's such a percentile of people that are tired because they're overworked. There's a percentile of people that are complacent and don't want to do anything because they don't see any reason to. And then there's a small percentile of us that are getting up every day and getting up with purpose and trying to make a difference. It's not over. There's plenty of hope. We have plenty to do. The sun is up. We need to get this done. We got to make a change. We got to make it happen now. And I'm grateful for your time, and I'm grateful for this platform to share and to lift up our city and lift up our future. Thank you so much for letting me participate.
No problem.
Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. I really, really appreciate it. I know it's tough sometimes. You have busy schedules, and we asked of you to be available early on the Saturday morning, so we're most appreciative of your time. And we're going to reach out to both of you and perhaps have you back again. And, Trey, if you would be so kind, sir, as to take us out.
No problem. Raise your glasses. Cheers. Bottoms to the top, and remember, every idea is grand, and every thought is warranted, and for every step you take and for every endeavor you make, may they always be on point.
On point.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone.
Very good.
See you next
Have
week.
A great day, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you. You all
guys
too. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Cheers. Thank you.
Peace.
Like it.